Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh. Everything good. And we back at it, baby. Yes, we are. We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. And everything is going to be all right. We talking about the You Believe Your Celebrities tonight. What up, y'all? Yo, yeah, I know y'all haven't seen this much area on this show in about a month. But here we are, man. I figured the algorithm thing was going so well with the phone, but it seems to have fallen off recently. So I said, well, look, we might as well go back to the webcam if we're going to do it like that. Not saying that we're going to stick with this, but for the time being, we are good and we are here and I'm glad to be here. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And this afternoon on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are asking the questions. Do you believe it when they say that a celebrity did it? Do you believe when they say a celebrity did it? When they say, you know, somebody like R. Kelly, somebody like Bill Cosby, somebody like Michael Jackson, somebody like Russell Simmons, somebody like, what's that guy's name? Movie star, white guy. He was alleged and eventually acquitted of all charges and allegations. You know, the one that played in Kevin. Why do I want to say Kevin Spacey? That can't be his name, can it? Kevin Spacey? Anyway, I think that is actually Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, is he the skinny white guy? Looks kind of, I think it is Kevin Spacey. Anyway, whether it's him and most recently P. Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Puffy Combs, you know, settling out of court recently. And I mean really recently, like they were supposed to go to court and, you know, Diddy said, nah, we shutting this thing down. Cassie, who was a recording artist, a well-known recording artist that was on Bad Boy Records, who was known to be in a romantic relationship with Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy. She brought forth allegations of assault by him, and they didn't let it make it to court. It looks like it was on its way to court, and that thing got shut down. Like, nah, we gonna handle this. We gonna handle it, Roy. Handle it, Roy. And that thing is down. I tell you, down. So here we are. Here we are. But yo. First of all, how y'all feeling tonight? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should, because I'm feeling like a real man should. And can't nothing stop it. Can't nothing stop it. We are here. We are in motion. We are here. We are in motion. We are here. And we are in motion. We do this thing. Taking off fast lane, no coasting. And everything is going to be all right. I said everything. Everything is going to be all right. So I want to check something out before we really get into this show. I want to check something out because I know that we couldn't play any music. Y'all couldn't hear any sound whenever I tried to play music whenever I was using the webcam, but y'all could hear it when I played when I used the phone for the camera camera. So I want to try something, and if it works, it works, and if it don't, then it don't. But right now, it look like, Elulai. I don't know if my screen is freezing. It shouldn't. There's absolutely no reason for that. But I want to see if y'all can hear when I play music. Music. The music. What up, Stacy White? Thanks for coming on through today. It's good to see you. Always, always. Come on, man. The Blog Talk side be acting. This thing be janky. Janky jank. This thing is janky jank. I want to ask y'all if y'all can hear the music when I play it. If y'all can't, then, you know, we know what we have to do. We'll go back to the phone. But if it works, good for us. Come on. Okay. Allergy's been pretty good in the past week. Today, it want to feel a little itchy, though. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if it's just this PC, because my PC upstairs does not do this when it comes to Blog Talk or any other application. This thing be acting a fool. Come on. Ah! We're talking about, do you believe when they say a celebrity did it? All right, let's check this out. Y'all hearing music playing in the background? This is Snowden. This Snowden. We will go on to another thing. It's dope. But if you can't, then you can't. Then everything is okay. Y'all hear anything? No. Does it sound muffled now? Y'all couldn't hear it, or it sounded muffled, then that's good enough. We ain't gonna mess around with that a lot. But if you take your favorite celebrity over time and you think about something that they have been accused in the media of doing, if they have been accused by somebody that used to be on their team, somebody that used to be cool with them, somebody that they used to go with, somebody that they used to be married to, and it's always negative information. But you know, the way that we feel about celebrities that we like, singers, actors, dancers, movie stars, whatever, TV celebs, fortunately and unfortunately, we kind of identify our sense of self through the people that we like. You know, we usually like people who we can identify with and that are doing things that we would probably like to do in our own lives. So when we hear about some of the people that we may consider to be a hero in our own eyes, and don't get me wrong, when I say that somebody is a hero, or when I say that we look at somebody as a hero, I'm not saying that anybody is a stan. I'm not saying that anybody is a fanatic. I'm not saying that anybody is obsessed with anybody or anything that a celebrity may do. But it stands to reason that if you are supporting or supportive of a celebrity, it stands to reason that you probably like them. Can we agree on that? I hope we can. Okay. Stacey White says, I do believe when celebrities do stuff. I do believe when celebrities do stuff. Now, that's interesting that you say that, because I'm wondering, what makes you believe that they did something? Like, I could see if it was a situation where we knew the celebrity in one way or another. You know, let's say you went to school with them, or they were related to you, or you know somebody who is close to them, who worked with them, or you've met them, been around them, did makeup for them. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, there are plenty of opportunities for people to actually know celebrities personally. They went to school just like everybody else. They lived around the way just like everybody else. They auditioned and practiced and honed their craft just like everybody else. So I'm interested to hear what would make you believe that they did something that somebody accused them of doing if you don't already know their character, away from whatever venue or whatever source of entertainment that we've seen them in. Because the way it looks to me is that we may not know the celebrity and we may not know the accuser. So we kind of have to make an educated guess. And sometimes the tools that we use to make the guesses or the assumptions or the, none of these words do I like to use, but the tools that we might use in order to come to the conclusions that somebody did something or didn't do something is probably through their music or through their art form. It's probably through their music or their art form, and you know, we try to get a bead on what we think that they might do. But can we be right? Is there a chance? Boy, that's hot, but it sure is good. It sure is good. But yeah, how can we really know? Now, we can go on our instincts. You know, maybe if you're clairvoyant, you may be able to go on that if you, and for those, for anybody, not saying that anybody doesn't understand English words, but for anybody who doesn't understand what clairvoyant means, it means like that you're like a psychic, like you can see the future or you can know things that aren't told to you or proven to you or whatever. You know what I mean? There are people who get paid from that, and there has to be something to it. Stacey White says, they portrayed a certain image in public and is very different behind closed doors. Well, see, the thing is, when we hear about somebody like a celebrity being accused in court, being accused by somebody that they allegedly victimized, a lot of times, if they don't go to court, like if they never let it make it to court, if they settle out of court, and it's normally a settlement for a lot of money, and we assume that they must have done it. They must be guilty if they settled out of court. I know that's the way I felt about Michael Jackson when I heard that he had paid $25 million. I had heard that Michael Jackson had paid $25 million in order to make the first allegation of, you know, pedophilia, sexual assault with a minor, whatever the cases, whatever the charges were against Michael when he was alive. I figured nobody would pay that type of money if they didn't do something. But when you start thinking about wow, this is a good camera. Look at that. You can see my moles. Look at that. You know what I mean? This is high definition, baby. This is high definition, baby. I like it. Good stuff. Yeah. Back then, I was thinking that because he paid so much money, I figured he must have some type of guilt because why would you pay that much money? But when you really take a look at insider information about certain things, the money that it may have cost Michael Jackson in order to fight the case may have been close to $25 million anyway, because those lawyers, they charge so much money per hour in order to investigate your case, to put forth depositions, to create a defense for you. And if you have to actually go to court, it costs so much money that it's probably not worth it to go forward with it if you can settle out of court. You might save a lot of money doing it that way, plus protect your brand that way. And when I say protect your brand, I mean that, you know, your brand, your name, when you're a celebrity, is what rings bells and is what makes money for you. So people purchase, canvas, participate in certain things because you are you. They go see a movie and somebody like Denzel Washington is in the movie. They know that that movie is going to be good. And the movie studios know that he's going to bring in a lot of money because he's done it before. He's done it before and before and before and before and before, again and again and again and again and again, and he'll probably do it right now. So it may be beneficial for you to just go ahead and pay off somebody and let them go ahead and live, or let yourself go ahead and live while you still are able to protect your interest in other business ventures that you may have going on. Yo, I mean, sometimes it's like that. Let's do this. Let's do this intro. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we are asking the question, do we believe people... Do we believe when people say that a celebrity did it? They did it. If we believe when people say that a celebrity did something, committed a crime, committed an offense, because sometimes they're crimes and sometimes they're not necessarily criminal offenses. But when we hear that somebody has committed an offense towards somebody else, do we most likely believe it, or do we rationalize that nah, such and such wouldn't do that, such and such is lying on them, they getting lied on, and somebody needs to stop lying on them, that's my hero. It happens. And there are plenty of celebrities who never get accused of anything, but that doesn't mean that they aren't out there doing dirt. They may be doing more dirt than anybody else that you know. But how do we decipher that? Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. Do we believe when they say that celebrities did it? When they say that celebrities did it. You know, a whole lot of things actually come out in court that we never find out about. A whole lot of things come out in court that we never actually find out about. Like, whether you believe that somebody like Bill Cosby committed sexual assault against all of those women back in the day
when you actually go back and read the deposition, nobody's going to do that. Most people aren't going to do that. But when you go back and actually read the deposition, you realize like a lot of those accusers was full of shit. And that's not to say that Bill never did anything wrong, because he admitted some wrongdoing. Did he do it to the level of his accusers? Did he do it to the level of his defamation? Personally, I think not. But when you go back and read what actually happened, yeah, it's like a lot of people out here just trying to get a couple of dollars. Now, somebody like Cassie, when we're talking about P. Diddy, somebody like Cassie, you know, she made money from Puffy. She was his girl, too. So, you know, she was an artist. I imagine, regardless of some of those bad deals that he's been alleged to have given his artists over the years, I'm sure she was able to net a few good dollars from him, especially since that was his woman. I think that Puffy appears to me to be the type that doesn't mind paying for what he gets. He don't seem to mind that to me. So, of course, none of his artists have made money to the level that he has. So it stands to reason that they would want to maximize their profits as much as possible. You know, not necessarily to match him, but to be able to take care of themselves and their family, and to be able to express their art the way that they came into this industry for in the first place. So when you I don't think that there was anything. I don't think that money was the most motivating factor when it comes to somebody like Cassie. I don't know where her career is now, but she may very well blame Puffy for interrupting her ability to be able to blossom as an artist. So in the same ways that he may have helped her to become a famous artist, he may have also played a major role in not letting her get as far as she possibly could or had the potential to, had he not intervened in some kind of way. I can't really speak on it. Stacey White says, over the years, celebrities have really changed my mind about the way I view them.
Okay.
What have they done to do that? What makes you change your mind about the way that celebrities are conducting themselves? You know, like, you know, if you want to share that, you know, and anybody that's hiding in the bushes out there, all two of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can speak up too. You know, we here. We are here. Okay. Stacey says, I just like listening to the music and watching the movies. I do not want to beat. I do not want to beat none. I'm not really sure what that means, but it's okay. I'll say this. I don't know. For me, I don't know who did what with whoever when I'm not there. I don't know. Does it mean that I can't take the position of being sure that somebody would do something? I can't be sure that somebody would not do something that they may have been accused of. But with so many celebrities being accused of something, you know, let me ask y'all something. Do we believe that all celebrities are freaks? Do we think that in order to be a performing artist out here, do we think that more likely than not, that they involve themselves in unscrupulous behavior, unconventional behavior? Is that how we look at celebrities? Do we look at them as like they're probably over-sexual, or they probably like some kind of deep, dark,
ritualistic process that none of us regular folks would probably ever indulge in or even think about? Do we believe that, you know, when they talk about Hollyweird and when they talk about those celebrity parties and some of the crazy things that happen in those parties that really are not privy to be spoken about to the public, because a lot of times they have to sign non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, which means that you can't talk about what you saw or heard or did with this person as it pertains to whatever event or whatever happening went down when y'all were together. What do you think? You know, do we think, Stacy says, I do not want to meet the celebrities. Okay, I hear you. Okay, well, a lot of people out here do want to meet celebrities, like somebody like really famous, like Beyonce. Plenty of her fans would love to kick it with her, would love to sit down with her, would love to be able to know her on a more intimate, personal level. I mean, of course, you can't reach out and touch everybody. You can't be cool with everybody who wants to be cool with you, or you can't interact with every fan who wants to, you know, be a part of whatever you're doing. But like, you know, I think it's easy for us to believe that a lot of celebrities are just straight freaks, just straight, unconventional, off the wall, different type of people. I mean, first of all, they're doing something that most of us would be scared to death to do. You know, getting on that stage, people make getting on stage look easy, performing look easy just because you have the talent. It's not easy. It's not easy living up to the pressure that's put on you by your viewing audience, by your listening audience, by the people who pay your bills. You know. But really good artists make it look easy. They make it look like they're having fun up there, or they make it look like if I knew how to play the guitar, all I would have to do is play the guitar. I would just play the guitar and be looking like a superstar. You're a superstar. You're a shining star. You're a shining star. Stacy says, you can't talk about what's going on with the celebrities, but what goes on in the dark comes to light. That's what they say. And you say, yeah, they get nervous too. They do. Getting on stage, look, even what I'm doing, you know, it's not easy to just stand in front of this camera, sit in front of this camera and let the ideas roll off of your head to the point where you're able to communicate with other people that are looking at you. I mean, y'all can hear yourselves talk and y'all know exactly what y'all thinking and whatever, and y'all can write it. But it's kind of a different situation when the camera's on in front of your face, the lights are on, and it's time to go. It's time to rock. Like, all right, chop, chop, let's make it happen. And that's not saying that anybody can't do it, but because a lot of people can do it, but not everybody can do it. That's a fact. So the people who are really good at it, they make it look like it ain't nothing. They make it look like it ain't nothing to it. What was the last concert you've been to? You know, there is nothing, for me, there is nothing greater than a small, intimate concert. Like big concert, big stage concerts, I'm not really a fan. You know why? Because you're not really connecting. I don't like big stage comedy. I don't like big stage A musical performance, I can't say that I don't like it, but I like the small setting better, the small room better, where you really hear the acoustics and where you can see the band, you can smell the band, you can damn near taste the band, but you really get to see how they play, you know, when they're playing the guitar. If you're far away, you know, even if you're in the front row, you don't see the way you can really see in a small room, a small setting, where you can get up close and personal to a live band. You kind of get the essence of what they're doing. So you can get lost in their art. You can get so appreciative of their art that you can get lost in it. And then you start to believe that that person is the art form that they are using. They are the art form that they're playing. It's not hard to fall into that type of thinking. Not only that, when you are in a small setting, you get to meet artists. They come off that stage, they interact with the crowd. You may shake their hand, you may have a couple of words with them. You know what I mean? They may pat you on the back. You may pat them on the back like, yo, man, you really killed it. You know, I've been a fan of your music for so long. It's like, just like when you go see a play. I don't know the last plays that y'all have gone to see, but every play that I've gone to see has had an opportunity for you to personally meet the actors. You know, they come out on stage, they take a bow. You know what I mean? If you go outside and you catch them backstage, you can catch them leaving the venue, things like that. You know, as long as you don't act a fool or whatever, you may get a photo op. So in that example, you may feel like you really know them. So when you hear somebody talk bad about them, you might be thinking like, nah, I didn't get that type of energy from them. I didn't get that type of feeling from them. I didn't get that type of vibe from them. I don't believe that they did what people say that they have done, because that would have to be, they would have to be a total Jekyll and Hyde situation, and I don't see them doing that. No. Interesting. Yeah. So when we ask, do we believe when they say that a celebrity did it? Sometimes through their art form, you may deduce that they most likely did it, or like, nah. Especially when an artist is accused of a violent act. So many of the R&B soul singers back in the day were domestically violent. You know, you had your David Ruffins, your Bill Withers, even modern day with I've heard negative things about Brian McKnight. We know that, well, I don't know if everybody knows, but when the Notorious B.I.G. was alive, he even admitted that he don't really take no lip from no woman or whatever. He quick with the hands. Bop! Get backhanded. Bop! He bragged about it. I wouldn't necessarily call it bragging about it, but he definitely was forthcoming about how he thought that he should handle his women in personal domestic situations. And for the record, I don't condone that. Then you have the Wesley Snipes's. I'm just trying to think of all the celebrities that I've known who have been accused of being violent towards women. You know, the O.J. Simpsons, So you think about somebody like Brian McKnight, singing all of those sexy, sultry, heartfelt ballads. But this motherfucker is quick with the hands. I will. Stacey says, I heard things about Brian McKnight too. Mm-hmm. What if they were all lying? What if they were lying? Maybe. What if they were just trying to get a couple of dollars? It's not like it's never happened, and it's not like it won't happen again on some level by somebody. People see your star rising. They see that you starting to make it out here. You making moves. You're doing big things. They may not always be an artist. They may not have a talent that they can put out there and get paid from. But when they see you do it, they may feel like, well, he or she has the money to give, so I'm going to get some of it. Just by accusing them or mentioning that they may have done this, that, and the third. We going to get this money. Yes, we are. We going to get this money. The money. We got to get the money. You know, there are a lot of people who are sinister out here. What's the difference between somebody accusing you of sexual assault, physical assault, or whatever, just to get a couple of dollars from you because they know that you have it to give, and somebody that maybe you've had personal dealings with telling everybody that you're gay or that you're violent or that you are a drug addict? Or that you're not really somebody's father or mother, or that you've never been a place that you've said that you've been, or that you were never a good friend or a good person, when that's totally the opposite. What's the difference? What's the difference between one lie and another lie? I mean, we rationalize that one thing is more likely than another thing, but do we know? Are we sure? Can we prove it? Will it stand up against a test? How do we know? How can we know? Stacey White says, maybe they weren't lying. Maybe they weren't, but maybe they were. In the Cosby case, I know that some of those accusers were lying. And even in the R. Kelly case, not all of the accusers were being totally forthcoming. Some were definitely willing participants. The problem is that they were minors. They weren't even allowed to be willing participants. But of course, you know people, and I know people who would look at that very differently. Not everybody is totally against pedophilia or has the same type of criteria when it comes to pedophilia. So how do we assess whether some of our celebrities have done what the accusers have said they have done? Assessing the wrongdoing. Assessing the wrongdoing. We can use our better judgment, but I don't think we can be sure. And I think that if we can't be sure, then we might be doing ourselves a disservice by even, you know, trying to take it there. We ain't gonna be here long, y'all. We about to get on up out of here. I'm going to holler at y'all for a minute. For a minute, we got our setup back. We're going to be like this for a minute. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Y'all haven't subscribed to the channel. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to subscribe to the channel. You haven't subscribed. You have a subscribe. You have a subscribe. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Wait a minute. Stacy says, unfortunately, I've experienced something when it comes to a celebrity, so that's the reason why I'm negative. Okay. Okay. So if you've experienced something negative when it comes to a celebrity, could that possibly be that it was just that celebrity? But you know what? I can relate to what you're saying. You're saying that, well, a lot of people didn't believe what was said about this celebrity, but I saw it happen with my own eyes. So who's to say that with those other celebrities, somebody else didn't see what they saw with their own eyes, and that's why they're coming forth? And maybe you seeing the way the celebrity that you're talking about handled the situation, and then you see other celebrities try to handle the situation in the same way, then maybe you come to the conclusion that, yeah, they be doing this kind of stuff. And they wrong. Dead wrong. It's wrong. It's immoral. Let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs. Some people were born on this glorious. 11/18, that's November 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C, they get number one out the box, Morris Morgan. Turning 47 years old today, and also Daisy Corner, turning 75 years old today, and that's my cuz. And also Latoya Doman, turning 42 years old today, and also Rosanna Rodriguez Martinez, turning 35 years old today, and Kenya Strachan, turning 43 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, my girl Alicia Adkins Opeki. Turning 52 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious. November 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, I don't know, sometimes maybe the celebrities did it. Sometimes maybe they didn't do it. Maybe they did some of what they were accused of, but they didn't do everything in the way that they were accused of doing whatever they do. I want to do what you do when you did what you did to me. You got locked up when you did what you did when you did what you did to me. I don't know. I can't speak on it. I think people really should be innocent until proven guilty. But that doesn't always pass the litmus test when we're out there in the world. When we're out there in the world and we've seen things and we know things and things have been reported to us by viable sources, reliable sources, then we're probably going to take that position, that stance. We're probably going to be like, shit. You don't know? Well, we're going to find out. Peace to all my my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun show. So let's rock, y'all, and get down, and let's take you on a funky merry-go-round. All right, y'all. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. Maybe.